It's mid-afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode, when District Attorney Apt went to the grand jury, and the grand jury indicted Kate Beekman for the murder of Gordy Webber. We'll join Kate in a few moments. First, Perry Mason and his secretary followed the young man named Francis Riley into his home.
Come in, Mr. Mason.
Francis?
In here, Mom. We got company.
Oh, why are you home at this time of day, Francis? Mr. Mason, the street.
Hello, Mrs. Riley.
Hello, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Son, you should have told me Mr. Mason was coming.
I didn't know it, Mom.
Oh, a surprise visit. What's wrong, son?
I guess I better let Mr. Mason tell you.
Well, I'll come right to the point, Mrs. Riley. You read of Gordon Webber's murder?
Why, yes, and there was something on the radio a moment ago, something about the... Oh, the grand jury had indicted a girl for it.
Kate Beekman. She's my client. And she's innocent.
That's terrible if she's innocent.
Mrs. Riley, the quickest way to prove Kate's innocence is to identify the real murderer. Now, we have reason to believe the dead man was a member of a criminal syndicate.
The gang, my boy?
Yes, probably the same outfit Francis worked for before he straightened himself out. Now, this criminal syndicate is more than just a gang of hoodlums. They were carefully organized. The key members were cloaked in secrecy. But if Webber was a key member, he's had contacts with subordinates. In other words, Webber was known to at least some of the underlings. Your son was a member in good standing. He can help us.
But how?
By renewing old contacts, asking questions carefully. I wouldn't risk it before because we had very little to go on. Now we've learned enough to risk it.
You say risk?
Yes, some risk to Francis and to you.
Mom, they said if I ever threw in with the other side, they'd take it out on you. I told you before.
Wait, Francis. What's your question, Mr. Mason?
I want your son's help, but he won't... throw in with us until you give your consent.
My consent? You're a grown man, son.
That isn't it, Mom. You'll be in danger.
I'm sure Mr. Mason will take steps.
But he can't be sure, Mom. Those guys stop at nothing. I know. I've seen how they operate.
Francis.
Yes, Mom?
You can't hang on to my apron strings forever.
Mom.
Mr. Mason, in some ways, Francis is a little boy. It's my fault, partly, and partly his. Son, it's time you stood on your own feet.
I do.
Oh, son, you didn't ask Marjorie to become engaged without asking me.
Please, Mom.
Mr. Mason understands, son. In a way, I'm glad this has happened, Mr. Mason. Oh, not because that poor girl is accused of a crime she didn't commit, but because my son has a chance to stand up and be a man, and take a man's place and pay his debt.
Mom, you just don't understand.
What is there to understand? A man has to do what's right.
And you want me to?
I want you to decide for yourself. But don't use my safety as an excuse for not doing what you should.
I guess there's nothing left to say, Mr. Mason.
You will help? What do I do? Nothing now, Francis. Go back to work. You'll be contacted later in the day.
Yes, sir. Go now?
Yes, so that we won't be seen together.
Okay, Mr. Mason. Mom. I'll see you, Mom.
Of course, son. I'm a cowardly woman, Mr. Mason.
No.
Oh, I am, but I love him so very, very much.
Yes, I know. That's why you're a brave woman. You can be proud of your son and of yourself, Mrs. Riley. And don't worry too much, please. We'll keep our eyes on him.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Mrs. Riley. And I mean it. All right, Dolly, you ready?
Meanwhile, far across the city, in City Women's Jail, Kate Beekman turns away from the barred window in her cell when she hears...
I'll call when I want to get out, Josie.
Hello, miss.
Hello, Lieutenant. I'm glad you're here.
Miss Beek, you say you're glad to see me?
Well, I'm glad to have a chance to apologize for what I said.
What?
The last time I saw you, I was rude, and I shouldn't have said... Oh, you know what I mean, Lieutenant. You've got your job to do. It isn't your fault.
Just a minute. Are you apologizing to me?
Why, yes. Well, perhaps it isn't important
yes,
to you,
it is.
But...
It means a lot. But as I remember, I said some things, too.
You were very severe.
Yeah. I'm glad to see you looking so well, Miss Beekman. I thought you'd... Well, I thought after what happened...
What?
Well, the grand jury had... Nobody tell you?
No. What?
Well, I've got some bad news for you. You've been indicted for Weber's murder.
Oh.
I thought sure Mr. Mason had told you.
No, not yet.
It's funny he hasn't come here.
Why?
Well, I said it's funny he didn't even take time to let you know what happened. You all right, Miss Beekman?
I just want to sit down.
Do you have any idea why Mason didn't come here?
What difference does it make?
None. I just wonder why he couldn't take time off to...
More questions, Lieutenant?
Please, Miss Beekman, I'm not criticizing Mr. Mason. I only wonder...
I won't listen to you say anything against Mr. Mason.
Look, I like the guy.
So do I. He's the best friend I ever had.
Okay.
If he isn't here, it's because he's busy trying to help me. And what are you doing here?
Listen to me a second, please.
Are you going to tell me why they say I killed Mr. Weber?
Hmm?
That's a simple question. How can they say it? What did they say? Well, don't you know?
I know.
Oh, of course. Perhaps you even told them things.
I had to tell them what I knew. But now I want to help you.
Help me?
That's what I said. Look, Miss Beekman, I know you feel hurt and resentful, and I don't blame you.
Oh, how do you expect me to feel?
The way you do. But you can believe this or not, I do want to help. Now, will you please stop thinking I'm your enemy?
Why? You told me you were.
Not exactly.
But you did. And you've just proved...
Well, I'm trying to prove now it's the other way. Miss Beekman, those people today returned a first-degree indictment. You know what that means? That means they believe that you planned the killing. Premeditation. You can go to the electric chair.
Oh, please, Lieutenant, I'm already scared. You
well, don't
have
be scared to... and not do anything. Now, tell me the truth.
Mr. Mason...
Never mind, Mr. Mason. This is you and me. Look at me. I'm not a liar. Do you think I'm a liar?
No, I don't...
Then you can believe this. I don't want to see you go to the chair. I don't want to see you dragged through the mud of a long court trial.
Why?
Because I don't. Tell me the truth. Please, Miss Beekman, so I can help you. Whatever you tell me, I won't tell anybody else.
The district attorney?
Nobody. This is just between you and me. Look, this is bad, but we can make it a little better.
How?
Give me some idea how I can show that you were justified in killing Weber.
Lieutenant.
Just point me in the right direction. That's all I ask. And don't think I'm lying to you. I've got my neck stuck out a mile as it is. You believe that?
Yes. Why?
Never mind why. Stop asking questions and start giving me some straight answers.
Just the one question, Lieutenant. Please, I have to know. Could you believe that I didn't kill him?
Don't ask me that.
You've already answered the question. No, I won't tell you anything. There's no use. You're a stubborn man, Lieutenant Halverson.
I want to help you, Miss Beekman.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye, Lieutenant.
Maybe I'll do it in spite of you.
What?
Goodbye, Miss.
Well, as we shall learn, Don Halverson is a stubborn man. And as we shall learn tomorrow, well, you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?